Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel, three lines on the bottom of Daf Ayin Beis and Beis. We know the Pasuk tells us, Loyovi Mamza Bekal Hashem, Gam Darasiyu, Loyovi Loy Bekal Hashem. And our Gemara begins and brings a Barisa, where there's a machlikas between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda. Turn our bottom, we learned a Barisa, Ger Nois Mamzeris, to Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi holds that a Ger can marry a Mamzeris, and the same didn't apply that a Geris can marry a Mamza. And this is based on Rabbi Yisi's understanding that although the Torah says, Loyovi Mamza Bekal Hashem, Bekal Gerim Loy Ikri Kal, as we will see in the Gemara. And some are gurus that ger nois mamzeres vavlad mamzer du Rabbi Yisi. And even if we are not gurus, the words vavlad mamzer as is our girsa. However, this din is certainly correct. And as Rashi states, vavlad mamzer, and even though a ger can marry mamzeres, the vlad would be a mamzer. And the makor is based on the Gemara that we had in Daf Samach and the Chsiv, as the pasuk states, gam darasir loyavi loy bekal Hashem. And the word loy is extra. And we learn out halaycha achapsuloy that we always go based on the parent that is the pasul. And therefore, as long as one of the parents is a mamzer, the child would also be considered a mamza. Raisa continues, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda holds the kal gerim ikri kal, and therefore ger lo yisa mamzeres, a ger is including the issa, and he cannot marry a mamza. As the pasuk says, lo yavi mamza bekal Hashem, gam darasi lo yavi loy bekal Hashem. And the Raisa continues that although b'negei a ger is machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda, however, the Raisa says that all agree that echa ger, echa ev meshuchar v'cholol mutarim b'kehenes, that a kehenes can marry a ger, ev meshuchar and a cholol, that although a male kohen cannot marry a ger or ev meshuchar, because it's a chazaka that there is zayna, and certainly a kohen cannot marry chalala. However, a kohenes can marry a ger of a meshuchra and a cholol. And although certainly, if the kohenes marries a cholol, there is no issa. Certainly, that child would be considered a cholol. And the Gemara will now continue and bring the makarius for Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yisi holds that kal gerim lo ikri kal, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that kal gerim ikri kal. And the Gemara will discuss that in Pashkei Seisei, the Torah states lashon kal five different times, as the Torah says in Perkov Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Lo Yovi Mamza Bekal Hashem, Gam Darasi Lo Yovi Lo Bekal Hashem. So we see two mentions of the Lashon Kal, and the next Pasuk, the Torah continues, Lo Yovi Amonim Avi Bekal Hashem, Gam Darasi Lo Yovi Lo Bekal Hashem Ad Ilam. So again, we see two other mentions of the Lashon Kal, so we have a total of four. And then after the Torah speaks about a Mitzvah Nadami, the Torah continues in Pasuk Tes and states, Bonim Ashi Yavodlam Darshlishi Yovi Lo Bekal Hashem, and we have a fifth mention of the Lashon Kal, and Rashi is bothered, Delachur and Perkov Gimel, Pasuk Beis, the Torah tells us, Lo Yovei Psua Daka Chushofcha B'Kal Hashem. So there's a sixth mention of the Lashon Kal, and Rashi says, B'Kal D'Gav Psua Daka Lo Yichoshev D'Lab Mim Psula Yuchzen Kamishtoi, as that's not talking about Psula Yuchzen, but it's a physical defect, and therefore it's not included in the call that we're going to speak about and that we're going to dash in our Gemara. And our Gemara states, My time with Rabbi Yisi, what is the Makar for Rabbi Yisi Shito that Kal Gerim Lo Yikri Kal? And the Gemara explains, Chamisha Kolik Sibi, that Rabbi Yisi says that there are five times that it mentions Lashon Kal, and since as we will see, we will dash in each time that it says Lashon Kal, therefore we do not have an extra time that says Kal that will include Gerim. And we continue on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, that we use all five Lashonis of Kal, Chad L'Kohenim. One teaches us that a Kohen is Asa to a Mamza, V'Chad L'Levim, and one teaches us that Levi is Asa to a Mamza, V'Chad L'Yisraelim, and one teaches us that Yisrael is Asa to a Mamza, V'Chad L'Mishri Mamza B'Shtuke. And another time that it says Kal is coming to tell us that it's only by Kal Vadai that Lo Yovei Mamza, Hab Kal Safik Kagoin Shtuke Yovei, but a shtuke, which is only a suffolk mamzo, would be allowed to get married to a mamzo. Finally, v'chad l'mishri shtuke b'Yisrael, we have another lashon kal to teach us that a shtuke is mutter to marry Yisrael, even though it's a suffolk mamzo, and we learned it out because mamzo vaday hud lo yavay b'kal, her mamzo suffolk yavay, that it's only a mamzo vaday and can't get married to a kosher. However, a shtuke, which is a suffolk mamzo, can get married to a Yisrael. And Rashi says that even though our Mishnah stated that a shtuke cannot get married to Yisrael, zok Rashi midrabbanon as we will see at the end of the Amid, that this is only a Din Rabbanan, as Rabbanan were concerned that potentially the Shtuki is marrying his own sister from his father. The Gemara therefore continues that based on the fact that according to Rabbi Yisi, we already used all five Lashonis of Kal to teach us Dinim, therefore we don't have an extra Lashon Kal, and therefore Zok Rabbi Yisi, Kal Gerim Lo Yikri Kal, we have no reboot to tell us that Kal Gerim is considered part of the Kal, and therefore a Ger is not Usa to have a relationship with a Mamza, and they could get married to a Mamza, and a Mamzeris could marry a ger as well. And before we continue, although Rashi said b'chal and mishri shtuka b'Yisrael, and he learns it out from mamza vadeh d'leyavu b'kal, her mamza suffik gavay, but on top tesis he asked, heima heichem midrash shtuka b'Yisrael misur d'kal, the lechir from the lashon kal, we can't learn out that a shtuki should be mutter to Yisrael. Lechir, it's not based on the lashon kal, it's based on the fact that we're talking about a mamza vadeh, not a mamza suffik. B'yishleimu d'makish mamza l'kal, ma'agab b'kal matinim kal suffik, hachinam b'gav mamza matinim mamza suffik, and lechir, it is what Rashi means as well. well, but Rashi doesn't speak this out. And the Gemara continues that Rabbi Yehuda held that Kal Gerim Ikri Kal, and therefore Ger is also to marry a Mamzeris. And the Gemara continues and will bring us three different Makaris as to Rabbi Yehuda Shito. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Kehanam Leviim Echad Kal Nafki, Yais Lil Kal Gerim, that since Kehanam Leviim are from one Shevet, therefore we can learn out the din of Kehanam Leviim that they're also to marry a Mamza from the word Kal, and they don't need two different Lashonis of Kal. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have one extra Kal, and therefore we use it to teach us Kal Gerim Ikri Kal. And L'chari, it's a bit Sarachpia, because we find many times that the Kehanim have different dinim than Leviim and Yisraelim, and not always do we go and say the Kehanim and Leviim are including the same halachas. And as we know that a Kohen is Asa to Grusha, but a Levi is not Asa to Grusha, etc. And therefore, why does Rabbi Yehuda think that Kehanim and Leviim would have been included from one Lashon Kal? And L'chari, if anything, Rabbi Yehuda should have said that Leviim and Yisrael should be learned out from one Kal. That would make more sense, because we never find that there's a chiluk between a Levi and Yisrael, Legabi Ishus. And Rashi actually is bothered by this. Rashi explains Mechad Kalanafki that over here is not based on a Svara, but it's based on a word, the Shevet Echadheim, and Kohen and Leviim come from one Shevet, and Me'in Likris Kal Chatzi Shevet. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Lashon Kal includes a full Shevet, and therefore it must include Kohen and Leviim, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues with another Makar for Rabbi Yehuda, the Baizemo, where I could tell you that Hachinabi Trey Kalinenu, and certainly to teach us the din that a Kohen, Levi, and Yisrael are also to marry a Mamzeris, certainly we need three separate Psukim, as by teaching us one, we would not necessarily know the other, and therefore we don't have an extra word Kal. However, we still would have an extra Kal, because Mamzer B'Shtuki, B'Shtuki B'Yisrael, Mechad Kal Nafka, but the din that a Mamzer can marry a Shtuki, and a Shtuki can marry Yisrael, that we learn from one Lashon Kal. Rashi explains, Chad Mikal Vadai, V'Chad Mamzer Vadai, that one we learn from Kal Vadai, and one we learn by the fact that it has to be a Mamzer Vadai, to Hakadashina, Lo Yovim Mamzer Vadai, B'Kal Vadai, Hamamzer Sofik, B'Kal Yisrael Vadai, Oy Mamzer Vadai, B'Kal Sofik Yovai. Certainly, this is more understandable based on the Taisus that we previously learned, that even originally, when we learned out of Kal, we actually needed to come on to a Hekesh from Mamzer to Kal, and Magabi Kal, Matina Kal Sofik, Hakadami Gabi Mamzer, Matina Mamzer Sofik. Based on this point, Rabbi Yehuda actually says that we don't have to have a word Kal to go and tell us that we're Makish to Din of Mamzer to Kal, and immediately we go and make the Hekesh between Mamzer and Kal, and we say, just like B'negei Kal, we say it's Kal Vadai Veloy Sofik, therefore B'negei Mamzer, we also say that it's Mamzer Vadai Veloy Sofik. And as the Gemara states, Loyovi Mamzer B'Kal Hashem, Mamzer Vadehut Loyovi, Hamamzer Sofik Yovi, and B'Kal Vadehut Loyovi, Habakal Sofik Yovi, and therefore we have an extra Kal, and that teaches us that Kal Gerim Ikri Kal. And the Gemara continues, V'Yisemo, or I can tell you, Harinami Trey Kalinenu, that really we need both words Kal to teach us the din of Mamzer B'Shtuki and Shtuki B'Yisrael, and really we don't have any extra words Kal, as we need all five based on the same dinim of Rabbi Yisi, one for Kohen, one for Levi, one for Yisrael, one for Mamzer B'Shtuki, and one for Shtuki B'Yisrael. Rashi explains, because without the word Kal, we actually would not learn that Mamzer Vadeh V'Loi Sofik, because we always have a din in Torah that a Sofik D'Raisa is L'Chumra, even though B'Vadeh there's always a difference between a Vadeh Issa and a Sofik Issa, as on a Vadeh Issa there would be Malkus, and a Sofik Issa, although there won't be a Chi of Malkus, but definitely it would be also to have relationship with the Sofik Mamzer. Therefore, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to Rabbi Yisi that we do need the extra word of Kal to teach us that B'negeya Mamzer, we do say that it's only a din B'negeya Vadeh Mamzer, but there is no Issa on Sofik Mamzer either. And at this point, the Gemara doesn't have a Makar for Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara explains, B'tamir Rabbi Yehuda, Mehacha, that in Chenami, the Makar for Rabbi Yehuda's din, that Kal Gerim Ikri Kal, is not from the five Lashonis of Kal that we had in Pashas Kisetzei, but it's based on the Lashon Kal that we have in Pashas Shlach, and the Torah says, HaKal Chuka Achaz Elchem V'Lager Hagar, and therefore, as Rashi says, Lom L'michtav Kal Hacha, why do the Torah have to say the word Kal? El L'meimo, the Ger HaKal Goy, it's teaching us that Ger is going back on Kal, the Lashmin and the Ikri Kal, and the Pasuk is coming to teach us that a Ger is included in the Lashon Kal, and therefore the Issa of Loyovim Mamzer B'Kal Hashem is including a Ger as well. The Gemara continues with Rabbi Yisi, and what does Rabbi Yisi do with this Pasuk of Kal Chuka Achaz Elchem V'Lager Hagar? And the Gemara explains, Chuka Achaz Hifsik Inin, that since the Pasuk says HaKal Chuka Achaz Elchem V'Lager, and doesn't say the word Ger right next to the word Kal, therefore he doesn't learn this drasha, and he doesn't learn that Kal Gerim Ikri Kal. And the Gemara continues to discuss the next part of the Braisa that stated that both Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Echad Ger Echad Ev Moshucha V'Chalo Mutarim B'Kahenes, that a Bas Koyin is Mutar to have a relationship and to get married to a Ger, to Ev Moshucha or to a Chol, even though a Koyin cannot. And the Gemara states Misayel L'Rav, that there's a Raya to the Din of Rav, the Rabbi Yehuda Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda told us in the name of Rav, that a Bas Koyin who is a Kasha is not Nizar on getting married to a Apostle, and therefore a Bas Koyin can marry a Ger, Ev Meshukra, or a Chol. And Rashi quickly points out that certainly, although Rav holds that a Bas Koyin is not also to marry psulim. However, that is only talking about psulim kuna. Rashi clarifies avl psulim shanoshim psulim huzarle melisa his son. That certainly be the gay other psulim that a regular person is also to marry them. Kagoyim mamzerim not even see them. Afanoshim huzarleim. Then certainly a woman is also to them. The hishvakasiv ishul ish lachol anshin shabatoya. As regarding all other anshin, that there is no difference between a man and a woman, and it's only be the gay the kedusha of kuna that we say there's a difference between a kayin and a bas kayin. The Gemara continues and we'll discuss a story that happened in Mechuza, and in Mechuza there were many gerim, and Darsh Rab Zera ben Mechuza, and Rab Zera dash in Mechuza, ger mutter ben Mamzeres, and he passed on like Rab Besi that the ger is mutter ben Mamzeres, and of course this is based on the fact that Lefir Rab Besi, kal gerim is loyik rikal, and therefore all the gerim that were standing there were very upset because Rab Zera basically said that they're not considered part of kahal, and therefore Ragmu kul alam besugayu, all the people that were standing there threw their esroigim at Rab Zera, and they tried to stone him. And the Mefarshim discuss what is the connection between this member of Rab Zera and Sukkos, and why was he discussed in this on Sukkos? And maybe the Pashtus is based on the pasuk that says Basukkos Teshvu Shivas Yamim, and during Sukkos Klai Yisrael goes into a Diras Arai, and therefore we feel like people are not part of a group and that we don't have a home. And this is similar to a Ger Teshev according to Rabbi Yisi that Kal Kerim Lo Yikrikal, and therefore at all times they don't feel like they have a home. And the Gemara tells us Amr Rava, so Rava stated Mi Yikud Darsh Milsa Kehai Beduchta Deshchik Yari, that Lachir wasn't sensitive of you to speak about Gerim and say that Ger Mutter Ben Mzeres and Kal Gerim Lo Yikrikal when you're discussing this in front of an audience of Gerim, as you're making them feel bad. And of course as an Issa not to make a Ger feel bad, and therefore you should be much more sensitive. And Darsh Rav Mechuza, and the way that Rav dashed this in Mechuza was that they first started on a positive and he said Ger Mutter Ben Kehenes, that a Ger is so choshev that a Kehenes can marry a Ger Tanua B'Shirai, and therefore the Gerim went and carried Rav with silk cloth. And once Rav gave them positive news, then Hoda Darsh Lo, then he dashed with them Ger Mutter Ben Mzeres Kal Gerim Lo Yikrikal, and therefore Ger is Mutter Ben Mzeres and Amulei. And then at that point they weren't as upset, but as they said to him Afsid Tekak Maisa, that he lost your original respect, as now you're telling us that Ger's Mutter Ben Mzeres and that Kal Gerim Lo Yikrikal Amulehu, and Rav responded to them the Tavluchu Avluchu, I did everything for your best interest, as Iboyim Mehachad Nachsev, if you want to marry a Kohen you can marry a Kohen, Iboyim Mehachad Nachsev, and if you want you can marry a Mamzer, and therefore I'm giving you the most options and this is actually a benefit for you. And the Gemara continues and Paskin's exactly like Rav stated Vehilchus of Ger Mutter Ben Kehenes, that a Ger is Mutter to marry a Kehenes or Mutter Ben Mzeres, and a Ger is also Mutter to marry a Mamzeres Mutter Ben Kehenes Lehuzuk Sheresli Nasal Psulim. And as we explained beforehand that both Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda agree that a Bas Kohen can marry a Ger an Eved Meshuchra or a Cholol, and a Mutter Ben Mamzeres Rabbi Yisrael, that we pass on Rabbi Yisrael that Kal Ger Lehikrikal, and therefore a Ger is Mutter to marry a Mamzeres. Before we continue, let's point out that there's a famous machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam as to the din that Suffolk derises Lechumra. According to the Rashba as well as most Rishonim, the din is that Suffolk derises Lechumra on the Raisadik level. However, the Rambam hold that really midraisa Suffolk derisa is Lekula, and midrabbanon we say that Suffolk derisa is Lechumra. One of the rayas of the Rashba against the Rambam is from our Gemara, because our Gemara stated that we need the Lashon Klal to teach us Chad Lemishri Mamzer B'Shtukei V'Chad Lemishri Shtukei B'Yisrael, and it's mashma if not for the fact that we have this pasuk, then we would say that a Shtukei that's a Suffolk Mamzer would be us to Mamzer, because we have to say Suffolk derisa Lechumra, and maybe he's not a Mamzer, and we'd also say that a Shtukei would be us to Yisrael, because we have to say Suffolk derisa Lechumra, and a Shtukei should be us to Yisrael, because we have to be choshish that maybe he's a Mamzer, and therefore we see that Suffolk derisa Lechumra on a derisa dik level. And the Gemara continues and quotes from our Mishnah Daf Samach Tesam and Aleph that taught us Asar Yichson Olam and Bavel, and we spoke about Shtukei and Asufi, and the Mishnah explained Eilim Shtukei, what is considered Shtukei, Kol Shu Makas Imay Ve'Einim Makas Aviv, that this child knows who his mother is, but he doesn't recognize who his father is, as his mother at this point is not married. As Rashi told us, and whenever he calls a certain person his father, his mother keeps him quiet, and Lemaisa therefore will misupik who the father is. And as we learned at the top of Amid, although a Shtuki is a Suffolk Mamzer, he's still going to be mutter to marry a Mamzer, because we learned out that only a Vade Kal cannot marry a Mamzer, but a Suffolk Kal can marry a Mamzer. And the same din applied that we said Midiraisa, really a Shtuki can marry a Saul, as we also learned from an extra word Kal, Issa of Loyalvim Mamzer Bekal Hashem is only by a Mamzer Vadai, not by a Suffolk Mamzer. However, as we will see in a moment, that is only on a Duraisadic level. However, on a Drabundic level, as our Mishnah stated, that Geir Vicharu Mamzer Vinasin, the Shtuki Vasufi, Kul Mutar and Lover Zev Bezer, clearly our Mishnah holds that a Shtuki and a Sufi cannot marry a Kohen Levi in Israel, and the Gemara will discuss why this is, and we will see that it's only a Din Drabunan. Similarly, the Mishnah continued and discussed in a Sufi, and the Mishnah stated that the definition of a Sufi is Kol Shinesav and Shuk, any child that's gathered in for the marketplace, and this child was abandoned, and therefore we don't know who his father is or who his mother is. And the Mishnah ended off off, Abishal Hayakari Lishtuki Biduki. Agamar begins, Amurava, Rava states, Tavatar Shtuki Kasha, that really Maduraisa, a Shtuki is Mutta to marry a Koyan, Levi Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, my time, what is Pshat in this din of Rava that Tavatar Shtuki is Kasha? And certainly we're talking about a scenario where this child's mother isn't currently married, as otherwise we would say that Roy Bilez Halach Achabal. But over here we're talking about a woman who is currently not married, and therefore the Gemara explains that Roy Kshir Metzla, and since this woman is a Pnuya, and even though she actually had a relationship out of wedlock, ultimately Roy people that she potentially had beer with her are Kasha, Umiyat Psulun Etzla, and Miyat of the world are possible to her, the Azl in the Gaba called the Parsh Muruba Parsh. Certainly, since the standard case is that a man goes to the woman in order to have beer with her, so then we say called the Parsh Muruba Parsh, and therefore we would say that this child is not a Mamzer, and this child is likely a Kasha. And my Amr, that even if you're going to tell me that we still should be Chayshish, Dimel Azli Ila Gabayu, then maybe she went to the man, and therefore, Havale Kavua, it's Kavua, Bechol Kavua, Kamechsa Amechsadami, and we have a klal where there's a suffix that arises when there's an item that's Kavua, then we don't say the din of Rav, and we say it's considered Kamechsa Amechsa. Even so, it should still be that this child is Kosher and not a Mamza, because by Tayyar Amra, as we learned previously, the Torah teaches us, Lo Yavi Mamza, and Mamza Vadahut Lo Yavi, that it's only a Mamza Vadai that can't have relationship with Kal Hashem. All agreed, Mamza Safik Yavai, that if there's a Mamza that's only a Safik Mamza, for example, the case of a Shtuki, then certainly he can marry someone in Klai Yisrael, and there is no Issa Duraisa at all. And in addition, we learn, Bekal Vadahut Lo Yavai, Ha Bekal Safik Yavai, and therefore Rabbi explains that certainly there is no Issa Duraisa for Yisrael to marry a Shtukis, or for a Shtuki to marry a Bas Yisrael, Umatam Amru Shtuki Pasal, and why did our Mishnah state that a Shtuki would be Pasal to marry a Kehanis, Leviya or Yisraelis? And Rabbi explains, Gir Shem Yisa, Chesim Aviv, we are Geuza, that maybe when Reuben is marrying this girl, Rachel, who is a Shtuki, there is a small possibility that maybe Rachel's father is actually the father of Reuben, and therefore Reuben and Rachel are really sisters from their father. It will turn out that Reuben's being Mizana with his half-sister, and therefore we will Geuza that a Shtuki cannot marry anyone from Klal Yisrael. The Gemara continues that certainly even though a Shtuki or a Shtukis cannot marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael, but certainly a Shtuki and Shtukis can get married to each other, and therefore the Gemara is that if you're going to be Geuza, Shem Yisa, Chesim Avav, El Me'ata Shtuki Shtukis Lo Yisa, Shem Yisa, Chesim Avav, so this same Gzera should be applicable even when a Shtuki gets married to another Shtukis. As we used to say, the same person was Mizana with this woman and had this Shtuki, was Mizana with another woman and had a Shtukis, and therefore both of these people are really brother and sister, and therefore there's a potential that being Mizana, you shouldn't allow a Shtuki to marry a Shtukis. And the Gemara answers, Kol Kehani Mizana Ba'azli, we're definitely not going to be Choshish that maybe there was one person who went and was Mizana with the mother of Rachel, and it also was Mizana with the mother of Reuven. As Rashi says, B'tmiya V'chikol Bilis Hanun Soyis Not Lal Obishel Zeh, do we say that every time that we have a potential that there was a Znus, that we're going to say it was this person's father, Loima Hu Hoylid Kol Shtuki Ha'ir, and we're going to say that this father was the one who was the father of all the Shtukim in the city, and since that is such a small possibility, therefore we're not going to make such a gzira, and that's why, although a Shtuki or a Shtukis cannot marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael, but a Shtuki and Shtukis can get married to each other. And the Gemara continues and asks, Bas Shtukis Lo Yisa, so we understand the svara of Kol Kehani Mazani Va'azli, therefore the Rabbanon couldn't make a gzira that a Shtuki should not marry Shtukis, but L'chira, we have another scenario where we should make the gzira. The Rabbanon should say that the daughter of a Shtukis should not marry another Shtuki, and we should be Geiza, Shem Yisa Chesim Me'aviv, as maybe Yaakov was Mizana with Bilah and had a child Reuven who is a Shtuki, and then Yaakov got married to a Shtukis and had a daughter Rachel who is Bas Shtukis, and now Reuven will marry Rachel who is actually his sister. And in this case there was only one Maisa Znus that was done by Yaakov, so we don't have the svar of Kol Kehani Mizana Va'azli. We know that a Shtuki can marry a Bas Shtukis, and L'chir we should have a Gzira over here, and we should say that a Shtuki should be also to marry a Bas Shtukis. Gemara continues, El Lo Shchicha, and if you're going to tell me that the reason why we don't make this Gzira is because it's not Shirach, as we know that by Milsa Lo Shchicha Lo Gazra Rabbanon, and therefore Hakanami Lo Shchiach, L'chir we should also say that we're not going to be Geiza that a Shtuki cannot marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael, the Shem Yisra Chesim Aviv, as L'chir that's also not Shchiach, and Ben Milsa Lo Shchicha Lo Gazra Rabbanon. And Rashi explains, what does the Gemara mean when it says Lo Shchiach? So Rashi first says, Mishum Lo Shchiach Shetinasi Lo Yachesai, that it's not Shchiach that someone will go and marry a person that turns out to be their sister. And then Rashi says, Inami Shtuki Milsa Lo Shchicha, that the entire concept of having a child that is a Shtuki in the world is something which is not Shchiach, and Rashi likes the second pshat better than his first pshat. Based on this question, Rav is still bothered that L'chira, why is it that our Mishnah stated that a Shtuki cannot marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael? If L'chira midiraisa, there is no Issa, and the Gemara explains, Al Maila Asub Yichsin, that in the Chinami, this was a special Maila we made, but the Geyichas of Klai Yisrael, and therefore we said that a Kohen Levi Yisrael cannot marry a Shtuki or a Shtukis. We only apply this to a Kohen Levi Yisrael, but we did not apply this Gzira to a Shtuki marrying a Shtukis or a Shtuki marrying a Bashtukis, as in those cases, in any case, there's a problem of Ichlus, and therefore the Rabbanon were not concerned if a Shtuki would marry a Bashtukis. And the Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the same din, B'negei and Asufi, and really this is a cut and paste of the prior Gemara, V'am Rav and Rav states, D'va Teri Asufi Kasha, that really Midiraisa, it should be Mutta for Kohen Levi Yisrael to marry an Asufi, or an Asufis to marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael. And as we explained, an Asufi is someone who is gathered from the marketplace, and we don't know who their father is, who or who their mother is, and this child was abandoned, and therefore we have to be Chayshish, that maybe this child's mother was an Ishish, and maybe the child's mother was Mizana, and therefore this child is a Mamza. And the Gemara explains, my time, so why are we not Chayshish? Because Ishish b'bay l'toyla, that generally if there would be an Ishish that had this child, then we would be toyla habiyas in her husband, and therefore we don't have to be Chayshish, that maybe it's a Mamza. As Rashi explains, that miyol de Mamza, if a woman who is married would have a Mamza, she wouldn't have to go and abandon the child, as she would have an excuse, and she would always be able to say that this child was born from my husband, and I was a Mizana, and this child is not a Mamza, and therefore by the fact that she abandoned the child, seems to indicate that this child is not a Mamza. Rava continues, in my ikra, and what would be a potential chash that this child is a Mamza? Because miyat arusais, there are women who are arusais, and even though that's a miyat, but if an arusa has a child, she would certainly want to get rid of the child, as she wouldn't be able to be toiling her husband, and certainly that child would be a Mamza. And there's also miyat of women who were married and were Mizana, and they can't say that this child came from the husbands. Therefore, we should be chayshish that since this child was abandoned, possibly the child was a Mamza. If we see that there's a child that abandoned, then we should be told that maybe it's a Mamza. And the Gemara explains that we don't have to be chayshish for this, because since there are so many women that are pnuyas, and if they would have a child, they would also abandon that child, because although there's no issa of a pnuya having a child, but potentially she didn't have enough food for the child, and therefore she abandoned the child in order to make sure that the child will be taken care of. And the economy, the machbis ravin, and there is a potential that this child was born and she had a husband, but the maisa, they didn't have enough money to take care of the child, and because they didn't want the child to die of starvation, therefore they abandoned that child. Based on these two possibilities, there is a potential that this child is not a mamza, so have a palgo palgo. So now we have a 50-50 suffix, and the Torah teaches us that a mamza cannot come b'kal Hashem, and we learn that mamza vadeh lo yavai, ha mamza suffix yavai, and b'kal vadeh lo yavai, ha b'kal suffix yavai, and therefore midiraisa, this child who is an Asufi should be mutter to marry a Kohen Levi Yisrael. Rava continues, matam amru Asufi pasul shem yisa chesim aviv. Once again, we have a chash that since we don't know who this child's father is and who child's mother is, so there's a potential if he's going to get married to a regular Yisrael, possibly he is actually marrying his sister from his father. Or in this case, really, the Gemara could have said that possibly it's his sister from his mother as well. And in that case, of course, there would be an Issa D'Raisa, and therefore the Rabbanim made a gzira that a Kohen Levi Yisrael cannot marry an Asufi. And the Gemara continues that if Yechesh Hashem Yisa Chesim Aviv El Me'ata, if this is true, then Asufi Asufis Le'Yisa, an Asufi should not even be able to marry another Asufis as Shem Yisa Chesim Be'me Aviv Me'im Me'imai. And the Gemara says the same thing that we said before in Kal Hani Shadi Be'Ozli, will we say that every child that's in the street comes from the same father or the same mother? And the Gemara now continues that that makes sense with an Asufi and Asufis, as we're going to be Chesh that one person had both of these children. But what about Basa Sufis Lo Yisa Shem Yisa Chesim, in the case when Asufi is marrying a Basa Sufis? As we explained previously, in this case, we're not going to be chayshish that there were two znus to happen, and therefore l'chayra we should have the chash shem yisa chaysay. And the Gemara says Allah shliach must be the Rabban did not make a gzir in that case, because since the whole concept of Asufi is a milsa l'shchicha, so milsa l'shchicha like goes Rabbanon, and therefore hakinami l'shchiach. So in the case of a Kohen Levi Yisrael marrying a Sufi, we should also say that it's a milsa l'shchiach, and the Rabban should not make a gzira el ma'ila asu b'yichsin. And once again, the Gemara explains that it's a ma'ila b'yichsin that we said a Kohen Levi Yisrael who are tar and who are pure should not go and get mixed up with the Suffolk and go and get married to a Shtuki, but it's not based on any specific Shash, and this is a Maila that the Rabbanon instituted in order to keep the purity of Klal Yisrael, and of course, therefore, this only applies by a Kohen Levi Yisrael, and not to someone that is already someone that's not completely pure, and therefore, an Asufi can marry an Asufis, and a Sufi can also marry a Bas Asufis. The Gemara continues, and we'll discuss the concept of Asufi, and even though we said that when you find an Asufi, which is an abandoned child, and you don't know who the father is, who the mother is, we have to be Chayshish that maybe the child is a puzzle, and therefore there was a Maila Asu B'yichsin, and we said that a Kohen Levi Yisrael cannot marry an Asufi. And the Gemara now will define what an Asufi is. And the Gemara states, Rav Bar Huna states, Maso Mal, if you found a child that was abandoned, but the child already had a bris milah, and we continue on Daf Ayin Gimon Beis, aimed by Mishum Asufi, then we would not say that this child is considered an Asufi, and the halachas of an Asufi would not apply. As Rashi says, Yilav the Kashu, if the child was not a kasha and he was really a mamzo, and the parents would not have been matriach to go and do mila to the child prior to abandoning the child. And by the fact that we see that this child was cared for and not completely thrown away, therefore it must be that this child was really a kasha, and it was a side reason why they abandoned the child. We would be told that the reason why they abandoned this child is because they did not have enough money to support the child. And Rabbi Arpuno continues to give other examples. Mishalte Adame, if you find that the child had his limbs that were straightened out, aimed by Mishum Asufi, once again, we see the child was cared for, and therefore we're not going to be chayshish that it's an Asufi. And as Rashi says, Mishalte Adame, Evar Misukonim Umisharim. And the Gemara continues, Shayef Mishcha, if you find an abandoned child, and the child had oil that was rubbed on its head, Umila Kuchla, or around its eyes, it had makeup, and therefore you see that was cared for, or Ramach Chumri, or there were knots that were tied around him that were full of herbs, or Tali Pisco, or Tali Kamea, or if there was some sort of amulet hanging around his neck, either that the amulet had something written on it, or the amulet was filled with spices, and once again we see that the child was cared for, aimed by Mishum Asufi, then the Dinim of Asufi do not apply to this child, and a Kohen Levi Yisrael could marry this child. And Rashi at the second line from the top states, aimed by Mishum Asufi, the Pasalu Loya Misakle, Hovidait Leshlichoi, El Machmas Raven Hoshlich, it must be that the reason why they abandoned this child was because they did not have enough food, and they were concerned that the child would die from hunger. We explain Mishalti Adamia, as Rashi says, a verb Misukonim Misharim. Then Rashi states, Lishnachrina, Mishalti Adame, a verb Gedolim Mulubin Mizuras, Einzem Miznus, El Mibaila. If there's a child and his verb are large, and he's white, and he's Mizuras, then we won't be choshish that your child came from Znus, and it must be that it came from her husband, Shemetech Tashmish Tadir, Havlad Mulubin Mizuras, because the Gemara Mesech Tznida tells us that if a woman has Tashmish while she's pregnant, then the child will be Mulubin Mizuras. And as Rashi brings down, Gimel Chadash Machrinim, Tashmish Yafla Isha, Yafla Vlad, Shemetech Kach, Havlad Mizuras, and Mulubin. And Rashi then continues, in Rashi Dibu Masal Imbe Meshum Asufi, the Chosal Chaya, by the fact that she put around the neck all these special things, and she was taking care of the child, Vaychiat Chilasa, Shevasa, Vlaish Chosal Mavis, and therefore we see, by the fact that she did it, that she must love this child, and she didn't throw him out, and she didn't abandon him because she wanted the child to die. And the Gemara continues, Tali Bedikla, if you find a child that's hanging from a tree, and it's in a basket that's hanging from the tree, Imatle Chaya, Yesh by Meshum Asufi, that if the child is reachable by a wild animal, then we would say that the child was placed there in order for the child to be taken by a chaya, and therefore we see that the parents did not care for the child, and it must be that this child is a sufi vimlav. But if it's hanging in an area that a chaya ra cannot get it, imba mishum sufi, then we see that the mother wanted to take care of the child and wanted to make sure that nothing would happen to the child, and the only reason why she abandoned the child was because she wanted someone to find it and make sure to take care of the child. The Gemara continues that dosa smich lamasa yesh by mishum sufi vimlav imba mishum sufi, that if you find a child by his adasa tree, and Rashi says that there was shadim that used to hang around these trees, so if it's close to the city, then there's a problem that potentially it's not a sufi, but further away from the city, then we're not choshish for that, and therefore we don't have to worry that maybe the child is not a sufi. Rashi brings down that even if this child is higher up on the tree, and therefore a wild animal cannot get to the child, but the Maisa, the Gemara and Avi Pesachim tells us that the zadasa, the smich lamasa, that this zadasa tree, which is close to a city, lepsicha mishtein shadi, there's always at least two shadim that are around that tree, and therefore it's dangerous to leave a child there. And similarly, Rav Bar Huno continues, Beknishta smichta lamasa b'shchicha b'rabim ebay meshum asufi. If you find a child that's abandoned in a base of Knesset and it's close to the city, and there are many people that are there, we see that this child was cared for, and therefore we're not choshish that maybe it's not a sufi. V'imlav yesh by meshum asufi. However, if it's left in a base of Knesset that's further away from the city, or base of Knesset that's close to the city, but many people are not there, therefore, of course, there are potentially shadim there. A parent that cared for this child would not have left this child there, and therefore we have to be choshish that maybe it's actually a mamzer, and therefore the takana rabbanon would apply, and a kohen levi Yisrael would not be able to marry this child. The Gemara continues. Amameima tells us another din. High period the sufi yesh by mishum asufi. And if we find a child in a ditch, which Rashi says is nimsa bechafira asui lahatl sham gerini tmarim, that they used to take the pits of dates and they used to place in a ditch lamaichel behemos yesh by mishum asufi. We choshish that this child is a sufi the chutz leir avdilei, because this was made outside the city v'shchich b'umazikin, and there were mazikin that was shchich there. And if a parent cared about this child, then they wouldn't have left this child there. And by the fact they left this child there, we have to be choshish that this child is a mamzer. And Rav Bar Huna continues, Charifta de Nahara, Ein by Mishum Asufi, Pshari, Yesh by Mishum Asufi. And Rashi explains, Charifta de Nahara, Nasnur by Reva, if a child was placed in a basket, Vlashichasalam, Tsayas Hanar, and it was thrown into the middle of a river, Makam Shasvinus Ivory's Tamid, where ships pass constantly, Ein by Mishum Asufi, we're not going to be concerned that this child is a Sufi, Vilkach Tarchal or Licha at Charifas Hanar. This is the reason why she was a matriarch herself, to take the child into the middle of a river, Shiavas Finisham Vim Tsayah, and this way way, boats will pierce and they will find a child and take care of the child. However, Pishra, Makim Shipur HaNor, and it's an area which is on the slope of a river, Alideh Afshar Shlogim, which is formed based on the snow that melted, She'in Derech Sfinus Lavisham, and it's not normal for a ship to go there, Yesh B'Mishum HaSufi. Over there, we see that the child was abandoned in order that the child should die, as she wasn't concerned that the child should be found, and therefore we have to be choshed that the child is not Sufi and a Mamzer. And the last case that the Gemara brings is Tzidi Rishis Rabim Ein B'Mishum HaSufi, Rishis Rabim Yesh B'Mishum HaSufi. If you find a child on the Tzidi Rishis Rabim where it's not such a busy area, then we're not choshed Mishum HaSufi, and actually the mother might have left the child there in order that people should find it and take care of the child. However, if you find a child in Rishis Rabim where there are many things that are going there and people will not notice the child and potentially the child could be trampled on, then of course Yesh B'Mishum HaSufi, once again we have to choshed that maybe this child is a Mamzer. And Rashi tells us Kol Shadava, the general rule is Kol Makom Sheish L'Havin L'Das Misesh L'Chasai B'Lechasai Lav Yesh By Mishum HaSufi. And the Gemara now continues, Amar Rav, Rav states, Uvishnei Ravin Ein By Mishum HaSufi, when it's years of hunger and years of famine, then we don't have to be choshish that there's a child that's an HaSufi. And the Gemara asks, Hadu Rav Ahai, on which case is Rav teaching us that B'Shei Ravin Ein By Mishum HaSufi, that we're not going to be choshish for the din of HaSufi? And the Gemara states, Ilay Mer Shus Ravim, if it's going back on the din of Rishus Ravim, that although Amema said that if you find a child in Rishus Ravim, Yesh By Mishum HaSufi, but if it would be Shnei Ravim, then we don't want to be choshish Mishum HaSufi, but the fact the Gemara, I understand Shnei Ravim, K'talei, do we think that since it's during years of famine, therefore the mother would place the child in Rishus Rabim where it's dangerous for the child, and therefore it caused the child to be killed? Of course, if she cared about the child, she would not place the child in Rishus Rabim, and look, there should not be a difference if it's Shnei Ravim or not. Now, let's see Rishus Rabim. If it's talking about a case where the child was placed with Rishus Rabim, it's my year Shnei Rabim, I feel the blessed Shnei Rabim. What would be the svar of Rabbah to say there's a difference if there was a year of famine or if it wasn't a year of famine? In either case, the child was placed in a safe area, and even if the child isn't found during a time of famine, the child should not be considered a Sufi. Therefore, the Gemara says that Rav was not talking about a prior Gemara's Elokiyat Madi Rav Ahad Am Rabbi Yehuda Am Rabbi Abba Am Rabbi Yehuda Bazavdi Am Rav, that he was actually saying his halacha on this din that we learned from Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Bazavdi, in the name of Rav, that calls man shebishuk of v'imen emanulav, that is a din that as long as the child is still in the marketplace and no one took this child, then if the father or mother come and either one of them says that this is our child, then there would be nemon and the child would not have a din of a nasufi, nesub and ashok. However, once the child is already gathered away from the marketplace and someone already took the child in order to take care of the child, a nemon love, then if a person comes and says that I am the father or I am the mother, they would not have nemonis. And my time on what is the reason, amrava hoyo v'yotzel of shem asufi, and once we already stated that this child is nasufi, so then we would not change our status based on a person coming and making a claim that it's that child. The Gemara continues that it's on that halacha that v'amarava, that Rava stated, uvishnei ravin, that if it was during a famine, afel pishin nesab and ashok of v'imu nemanulav, that even if the child was already gathered from the marketplace, that the father or the mother would still be neman to say that this is our child, and this way it would not be considered a sufi. L'chayim min asvara, there should be no difference if it's during a time of famine or not during a time of famine. If we say that once there was a shem that it's a sufi, that the father or mother is not neman, then l'chayim, why should it be different by the fact that it's during the time of famine? And Rashi explains that since it's b'shnei rabin shahabin nishlochin, that since there were so many children that were thrown away and abandoned during that period of time, and therefore just by the fact that someone already gathered a child and therefore there was a call that went out that the child was found, generally we would say that the child is considered puzzle and considered a sufi and the father and mother would not have been amonis. However, during the Shnei Rabin, the Chum relaxed their takana and they said that we're not going to be guys in this case as we don't want to be ma'arba sufim and klai Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Omer Rav Chisra, Rav Chisra's teacher, Shleishtan and Manam La'ata, there are three times where a person is neman only if they tell us something immediately. Elohein, and these are the three dinim, Asufi, Benigeya, the case of an Asufi, Chaya, by the case of a midwife, Upeteris Chavisa, and someone that wants to be mat to her friend, and they want to say that their friend is tar, Asufi Hadamaran, the case of Asufi is the case that we just said, the only time that a man or woman are neman to say that this is a child is only if they came immediately and prior to people taking that child away from the marketplace. And the second case of nemonis that is only neman la'alta is Chaya, is by a midwife, the tiny is willing to brisa, Chaya and Amenas Leima, that if there's a midwife, she is neman to say, that this child was born first and therefore it's the proper Bukhar, and this child that was born second and is a twin was born second. That the only time that we said this is only if this midwife did not leave the room and then come back. However, she left the room and then came back, she's no longer Neman, as we say that she lost track of the children and therefore she doesn't know exactly which was the Bukhar and which is not. And the Brisa continues, Rabbeleza is more Machban than Tanakama, and he says that the only time that the midwife is believed is only when she was actually standing there the entire time and didn't turn away from the children children at all. However, in lab, in Nemanis, if she turned away from the children at all, she would not be Neman. And the Gemara explains, maybe now, what is the nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar? And the Gemara explains, as we just did, it could be now the Hada Apa, that if she turned her face away from the children, that according to Rabbi Elazar, she would no longer be Neman. But according to Tanakama, as long as she did not leave the room, she would still be Neman. And finally, the Gemara explains, what is the third case? We have an Nemanis only La'alta and not after a while. Pateras Chavrisah, Mai, what is the case of Pateras Chavrisah? The Tanaz, we learned in the Mishnah, Masechta Nida, Shalosh Nashim Sheyeshenis Bemita Achas, if there were three women that were sleeping together in one bed, V'nimsin Dam Tachas Echmen, and there was Dam that's found underneath one of them, and they were all sleeping right next to each other, and therefore the Dam could be from either one of them. The Mishnah tells us, Kulon Tameas, that all the women are Tamei, as Safek Tum, Rishis Yachid is Tamei, but Bodka Achasmen, V'nimsin Tameya, but if immediately after they found Dam, one of them was baited themselves, and they found that they were Tamei, he Tamei of the Kulon Tameas, then she would be Tamei, but the rest would be Tar. And in regard to this Mishnah, Amrav Chista, Rav Chista taught us, Shabotka Atma Kishiavest, that she was baited herself immediately after she got out of the bed, and there was no time frame in between, and therefore we don't have to be cautious that maybe previously she was not a Nida, and she only became a Nida at this point. As Rashi says, Kishiavest, La'acha Mitziya Miad, who was Mesech Tzadid Mefar, Shiavest, Sha'imir Eid Hu Hakinuach, Bitsada Mashka, if Eina Mechusa El Kaneach Miad, that she actually had a towel that was right next to her bed, and right after she woke up, she went and was Mekaneach herself, and she cleansed herself, and therefore there was no time frame in between, and therefore we don't have to be cautious that maybe she became a Nida after that point, since it was done immediately, therefore we could be told the Dam that was on the bed, that it certainly came from this woman, and therefore only this woman will be Tamei, and the rest of the women will be Tar, and we will stop over here.